Podcast ini ditajukan oleh Come Apparels, sebuah perusahaan busana. Anda dapat menemukan pelbagai pilihan busana seperti oversized t-shirt, hoodie, jersey, tote bag dan banyak lagi. Jangan lepaskan peluang untuk mendapatkan produk berkualiti dan bermutu tinggi. Untuk mendapatkan produk-produk dari Come Apparels, sila kunjungi aplikasi Instagram mereka.
Ya, yeah, Lisa.
Yes.
Kau tahu kan yang aku ada this upcoming event kan?
Okay.
Kau ada any recommendation on beverages tak yang aku boleh cater for aku punya event?
Beverages? Aku tu. Kau boleh try A1 Cendol and Durian. Aku pernah try, sedap gila rasa.
Oh, serius lah?
Serius.
Kat mana lah tempat dia?
Oh, tak salah aku. Company Street 81. Blok 822.
Oh, serius lah? Since kita kat Tampines ni, jom lah kita, apa ni, kau ikut aku.
Okay.
Nah, aku, please lah, aku belanja kau. Kau ikut aku, aku belanja kau.
Serius?
Yes.
Sekarang? Okay, jom lah.
Okay, jom.
Yes, sir. Yeah, okay. So apparently when she got back to me, she mentioned that there is a kain kuning somewhere there lah. So okay. Aku tak tahu kat mana. Okay. Then dekat dapur dia pula. The dapur dia is very weird. So it's like an L shape. Kau masuk and then kau belok kanan. The belok kanan tu is where she keep her fridge and I believe ada washing machine and all lah kan. So that's the service yard, correct? Okay, the service yard tak ada macam a source of light entering. So it, macam dark lah. Okay, typically dark room mesti ada macam the eerie feeling.
Yes.
Yeah. So but the punya eerie feeling is another level.
Next level then.
Yes. Alright. Honestly speaking, aku tak berani nak masuk sana. Amongst all the rooms yang ada tu, dekat dalam rumah ni, that service ya, aku tak berani nak masuk. Yeah. Okay, then she brought us up to the second floor. There were a few rooms there lah. Okay, she brought us into the master bedroom. The master bedroom, yeah. Okay, aku mention to siapa-siapa yang pergi kat sana tu, I felt like macam bilik exorcist.
Bilik exorcist eh?
Oh. Feeling dia macam bilik exorcist. Bilik
I saw masuk, the setup.
Yeah. Exactly. Macam salah aku macam masuk.
Now bilik. That you say bilik exorcist, aku baru teringat saja.
Betul.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Then I walk a bit lah. So bila aku jalan by the bedside kaki aku rasa strange. And aku tengok bawah, katil dia is those hollow kind. Yang
kosong lah.
Kat bawah tu is kosong. Terus aku keluar siap, aku takut.
Kau seorang lepas hitam?
No. There was JJ, there was Aci and Fidiana.
Okay.
In the room, the same room. But I choose to chicken out lah.
Alright.
Yeah.
Okay, understand.
Okay. Sorry. Then so she brought us to the other rooms lah, which I feel that there's not really much of a vibe there. Then I came to I stopped at this spot whereby you can see all the rooms, which is exactly in front of the staircase lah. I asked Fidiana, Is there anything that apa happened before in the toilet? Because apart from the master bedroom, the toilet is the next macam benda calling, you know. So dia buka, dia masuk, dia cakap, oh, aku nampak penanggal kat situ.
Penanggal eh?
Like, what?
Penanggal? Legit?
Legit. This happened last year.
Okay.
Pukul 3 pagi.
Wow.
Dekat
my master bedroom, pre toilet. Yeah, then because it's connected to the next toilet, because I know kita punya toilet tu luar the parapet.
Oh my god.
So this thing happened bila I tengah buat live stream, and my son was doing live stream, and then I was YouTube, I tengah tengok mukbang. I tengah tengok.
Jap tadi siapa yang? Kau dengar?
Bukan aku yang buat.
Kau dengar tak tadi yang bunyi macam?
Tak dengar.
Okay, tak apa, teruskan.
Yeah, so kalau I malam-malam, you can ask my husband, I malam-malam susah nak tidur sebab I always watch my YouTube, and my YouTube is always channel pasal mukbang makan.
Okay.
Yeah, so that time my husband was kerja malam, dia balik pagi kan. So malam tu I was alone with my son. He was doing Bigo live, and I was in the other room, was watching mukbang but in the toilet. Yeah, so while I was watching mukbang in the toilet, then you can see your reflection ma, macam tu you tengah tengok handphone reflection dia atas tu tingkap. So I nampak a pair of eyes.
Okay.
A pair of eyes looking down at me macam gini.
Ayuh.
Yeah, so I was so shocked. Aku tak tahu whether aku dah cibuk ke belum. So, aku keluar, then aku pick rush. Aku keluar toilet, rush to the bilik Alec and ketuk, anak mama tolong, give me a glass of water. So I went down here. I didn't tell him regarding about it. I saw penanggal lah.
Okay.
So tapi bila dia masuk dalam toilet, because I asked him to take glass of water, and also I asked him to go back to my room. Dalam toilet I ambil my rokok, because I scared to go up back right. And I never share pasal I nampak benda lah. But I think he knows, he noticed also that something is strange with the mum, with me, because bila dia masuk dalam toilet tu, dia bau macam ada bau kemenyan, macam bau lah. Macam bau
lagi
one kind gitulah. Then dia cakap, mama you okay? Dia cakap, then after that I told him, then I say to him that I think I saw a pair of eyes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. So she Fidiana showed me the place where she saw the penanggal. Me and JJ, we went into the toilet and look at the tingkap. Terus mabuk. Terus, I don't know about JJ lah. Did you?
I just feel like one kind of, you know, like vibe. Masuk toilet je, toleh tengok tingkap. Terus, then I tu lah cik apa. Sibuk dah punya view, dah salah si hari. Masa, ni kan tingkat 4. Tingkat 4.
Yeah.
So, there's a story behind that kapak yang opposite.
Oh, okay.
So the peer view is literally, you know, tingkat 4, tingkat 5, yang tempat the, okay lah, a bit, share a bit lah, the kapak that facing Fidi's punya toilet tingkap tu is the place where 3 girls committed suicide.
Yeah,
pasal fail exam, is it?
Fail exam.
They hang themselves.
Oh my god.
So
Did you know about this when you bought
after
the
I
house?
Came in here?
But who told you?
The neighbors. Okay. The neighbors lah. Aku tak tahu apa motif diorang. Dia kata, hey, thank you, you coming here. You new ah. Dia info never heard story ah.
My god.
Wow, dia share. Share lepak masa gitu eh. Siolah.
Okay, so
punya bawang.
Okay, so that's why I say the peer view sudah salah. View dia dah wrong ah. Kira
I see.
Kau masuk toilet, kau tengok luar tingkap. Sialah, tempat orang commit suicide.
Right.
Macam
the exact location, sorry.
We do not know where.
Okay.
But the whole fifth, I think korang late nak balik ke apa, tengoklah kat kapak ni. Just go to the fifth and sixth, don't cordon.
Alright. Oh my god.
Boleh, kita check it out sekejap.
Boleh. So that's my point of view during entering the toilet lah.
Okay. So mine was like when I turn aja, okay wah, aku dah mabuk. So I went out. Yeah. So that's my take. Thank you.
Alright, nice. Aku actually kat sini sekarang aku punya rasa.
Bercakap serapung.
Aku dah start rasa pening sikit.
Bercakap serapung.
Cakap serapung.
Lebih vibe lah.
Yes. And aku dah start rasa pening.
Serius lah.
Aku dah start rasa pening.
Dia cuma kita nak tahu dia punya exact play time dia je. Macam that time yang pukul 2 lebih 3 kan.
Yeah. 3 lebih
3. So kita tak tahu whether from kita sampai until kita habis podcast, is it the hype me time atau tidak, kita tak tahu.
Faham lah.
Ha?
Faham.
Jagi. Faham. Ha. So kita dah buat the first method, which is the EM pump. Kita dah feed energies, dah kasi, you know, the feedings and everything. So far adalah nampak luar-luar tingkap tadi lah.
Yes, luar tingkap.
Luar-luar tingkap adalah
belakang kita.
Belakang kita, which is AJ nampak belakang kita tadi.
Yeah, then aku nampak, tak tahu aku nampak apa ke benda naik atas.
I susah. Aku rasa aku pun perasan apa yang kau nampak.
So itu is the first method yang kita pump lah kira. So nanti lepas podcast kita buat lagi tu cara.
So just to ask, so far dekat tingkat satu ni ada room nampak ni bayangan orang ni macam nenek-nenek ke?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, bernenek tu tengah nak communicate dengan aku.
Itu yang tadi kau pejam mata kan? Okay.
Dia tak suka kita kat sini.
Tak apa-apa, teruskan.
Ya, aku cakap dulu.
Teruskan.
So, aku tak boleh communicate.
Jangan beri apa-apa kata putus dulu.
Sudah duduk sini lah, podcast.
Kalau boleh silakan.
Duduk dekat kerusi tu.
Pergi dekat kerusi tu. Nek.
Yang AJ, nenek kan? Yang aku ni.
Pasal, what's with the hand mirror?
This thing.
I don't know. That looks, kau tahu macam way back, macam kau tahu nenek kebayan ni, kau tahu macam kartun dos.
Oi.
Dos witches.
Angin.
Okay,
angin.
So the history about that mirror, it was given to me by my husband as a gift lah. So dia suka beli barang ni dekat Carousel. Bila you cakap, is it a woman? I have a dream about that mirror once. It was a fair, I do not know whether apa race dia, but she's very quite fair. Yeah, but somehow or other it was given, macam diterima dengan aku yang ambil lah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I think yeah, I think so. Yeah, tapi bila you cakap is it perempuan, I have to ditto. Aku cakap yeah, correct, you are very on point, because in my dream it is.
Tak, aku langgar.
Okay.
Chill. Okay, so Fit, what are the weirdest thing that ever you encounter dekat rumah ni? The weirdest lah.
Okay, the weirdest, I think one of my goddaughters pernah sleep over here. There are four of them. So, diorang tidur kat bilik elek atau kat bilik sudut, tak tahu mana. But, they send me a video whereby pagi-pagi buta, the TV was on and off by itself.
On off.
Oh, cool pe.
On and off by itself.
Bukan orang control and from off. Phone apa?
No, tak ada. On, lepas tu the off by itself. So, Nabila was the one, which is my goddaughter lah. Nama dia Nabila. She showed me a video that I saw lah. Then is legitly nampak dia on, lepas tu dia off, but dia on balik. Yeah, wow. So it was scary for me bila aku nampak witness. Benda tu macam receipt apa, aku nampak video tu kan. So aku macam, oh wow, in this house. And then they also pernah kena experience whereby I was already asleep, dorang dengar ada benda atau suara jeritan daripada rumah ni, calling one of their girls name to go to my bilik bila aku dah tidur.
Okay, jeritan tu suara perempuan ke?
Perempuan yang dia macam, kira kan macam example lah, nama you siapa?
Lisa.
Okay, so like out of sudden, Lisa.
Uish.
Dengar macam suara
semua juga. Orang macam gitu. Tapi semua orang ada kat dalam bilik lah. So dia ingatkan, mama panggil. Tapi bila dia masuk tu, I was already sleep. Yeah, so that is the second experience lah. Daripada apa lagi experience yang I boleh share, I can share about my husband punya dream.
Silakan.
Yeah, so this thing happened 10 years ago when my husband dream of a nenek, you know, usap rambut I. And then he also dream atau you know nampak pontianak ke apa in a mist. So they try to kejar dengan kayu. Something like that lah. I found it cute. Yeah. But for me, I tahu that I pernah mimpi ada nenek datang kat dalam mimpi I dengan bakul warna kuning. Dia suruh I buka. Tapi I tak buka. You know, I tak tahu motif tu apa. Yeah, but this thing happened after my arwah nenek passed away.
So you can control dreams? Your own dream?
I do not know whether I can say I can control dreams, but I do not know. I tak tahu. Is it, am I controlling my dreams? Because to me, like, I can stop not touching the bakul. Yeah. Macam aku boleh stop and stare and stop. No, I'm not, macam, yeah.
Macam, if you can remember lah your dream back then, did you feel that you are telling yourself not to open?
Yeah, I did say that tak nak. Tapi I tak tahu whether dia faham ke tidak. And that nenek I still remember baju dia macam mana. Baju dia macam kampung yang Kelantan, yang opa. Is it?
Baju putih. Opa,
eh. It's scary tau.
Baju opa berbunga.
Opa berbunga tau.
Itu yang aku nampak.
Sama.
Dia opa. Oh.
Yang ada peach. Is it?
Yeah, peach. Yeah, it is very fair. Yeah, baju dia. Yeah, sorry nenek, I'm so sorry. Yeah. Sorry, my goosebumps is everywhere. Yeah, so I don't know whether I want to share this. Okay, so I went Bali, which is last year I went Bali. When I came back home, I nampak macam ada kelibat, macam burung daripada Bali. Faham tak? Macam dia macam benda, apa nak cakap eh, dia macam Garuda. Bukan tak tu, macam nampak spirits, macam bentuk burung tau. And I wanted to keep it, and I kept it dalam tempayan tu, kat dalam situ, bawah sekali. Yeah, I kept it there. I tak tahu whether dia masih ada ke tidak. So I call it Garuda. Dia ikut saya daripada Bali.
It's a statue.
No, dia macam entity. Dia macam roh.
Oh.
So I take the energy, put there inside.
Garuda eh.
Ni mimpi ke bukan?
Bukan. Bila saya balik daripada Bali, saya nampak benda tu datang masuk kat rumah saya.
Okay, just to share with you entity Garuda usually size dia is kecil.
Oh, you see.
Yeah, dia tu kan besar.
Ya, dia kecil tau. Kecil,
Entity Garuda dia kecil. Dia tak ada size macam manusia gitu.
Ya, dia
macam size bola kind.
That
is Garuda.
My husband is there. He can. It's okay.
So yeah. Alright. Ah, kena minum.
Sekejap, sebelum tu. Okay. Guys, those of you tengah mendengar podcast One Kai Clan, kita ada macam-macam air di sini. So one of the air is D24 durian cendol. Durian je kan, tak ada cendol lah.
No, that's durian.
Smoothie.
Durian smoothie.
Sedap, geng. $5, lebih $6 gitu.
7
And this is size medium eh.
Ni yes. Pure.
Surprising today kita dapat medium.
Thank you Iwan Cendol.
I love you man. Thank you very nice.
Kalau korang nak turun tempat dia, tempat dia is located at Tampines Street 81, Block
822-01-186.
Yes. Nama kedai dia Iwan Cendol and Durian.
So those of you yang staying at around Tampines, Pasir Ris, Simei, Bedok, I think might still get through. I can still order from Grab.
Yes.
If I'm not wrong lah. If not, you can go to the IG, then you can order from there. Then they will send it to you, but there will be a delivery charge lah. Unless it's above $100, then it will be free delivery.
Mengangkang. Sedapnya
tidur.
Mengangkang lo.
Aduh.
Depan kamera.
So guys, do support our local business partners.
Ada macam-macam. Your one what lah?
Mine is.
Apa hal pula tu? Apa hal pula tu?
Tak, Cik.
Dia terlanggar barang.
Okay, you want to say?
Cendol. Cendol apa?
Melaka.
Gula Melaka.
Pindang cendol lah. Mana datang Melaka korang ni?
Gula Melaka.
Oh, gula Melaka.
Signature pindang cendol.
Yeah.
So depan ni ada
mango smoothie.
I think mango smoothie ya. Yeah. Oh, so
there's three mango smoothie over here.
Yes.
Should have asked for it lah.
Okay, mango smoothie is the hot selling one.
Yes, selalu
quite
sold out.
Quite lucky lah, pasal aku rasa pasal weekday eh.
No, stock mango baru masuk.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Oh, stock mango.
Monday baru masuk.
Pasal so semalam kan.
You weren't kidding ah just now.
Weren't kidding?
No.
Damn.
Because yesterday ada orang minum. Tu pasal yes. Aku tahu dah ada stock.
Oh.
Because last week stock mango belum masuk lagi. Masih belum.
Okay, so semalam tiba-tiba aku tengok tu satu live kan. Tiba-tiba dia
tu satu live tu lah kan.
Tiba-tiba dia
I love it. Gossip.
Dia keluarkan tu mango smoothie. Aku dah wow, ada stock. Oh.
Asal kau tak bilang?
Aku dah bilang apa? You yang tak baca.
Tak buka WhatsApp.
Sis kerja.
Salah siapa?
Aku dah bilang tu pasal Chucky pun letak mango smoothie.
Betul.
Aku tak makan kalau minum mango.
Kenapa?
Sebab nanti aku pingsan.
Pingsan eh? Okay. Tak apa. So, Fidi.
Yes. I semalam I had the experience.
Oh, semalam okay?
Semalam. I think after the podcast.
Alright.
Pukul 2 pagi finish already, they all went back, and then I macam biasa juga, I think during the podcast rasa macam ngantuk, tapi bila dah habis tu, bila nak tidur tu tak boleh tidur kan. So my partner already asleep beside me, and then I was watching I punya handphone as per usual, but at the corner of my eyes, sebelah laki I kat dalam bilik tu, I nampak a black figure was staring at us.
Black figure.
But to me, I rasa macam okay, I know you before, jangan kacau sebab I nak tidur. Yeah, but benda ni has start to so-called kacau I lah. Macam I did inform you guys masa tu before we go to Kallang. The recent podcast, then I think I did inform you guys that my major, I think kursi ke major ni lah, dia move by itself. Benda ni berat. Yeah, the move. Kalau nak kata kalau kat atas ni, kalau dia berat. Yeah, the move macam gitu, macam ada orang langgar gitu.
Wow.
Yeah.
So maybe you can share with us, where do you get all these furnitures from? Wow.
I don't get this furniture. Ismail bought this furniture. So dalam rumah ni 95% semua dia barang dia. Okay. Yang dia dapat dari rumah dia atau beli daripada Carousel. We get a very good price. Tapi walaupun price tu a bit expensive for me, but to him it's cheap. It's okay. Yeah, cuma I think my mum pernah tegur. Each time kalau dia bawa barang, she will always ask me to video call because she want to see whether ada barang ke tidak. I think my mum also can see.
Understand.
So ada masa tu yang bilik tu lah, yang bilik air, yang the dressing area dan cermin tu, she said that dia nampak lembaga perempuan. So dia marah lah. Then cakap, siapa yang beli-beli ni semua? Then Afida, I say, it's okay ma, it's okay.
He loves those antique stuff.
Oh, he loves antiques.
Oh, right.
He loves.
So maybe you can share with us, what are the furnitures yang you know paling banyak? I mean, not paling banyak, like paling to you personally, like paling banyak story behind.
Yang paling banyak story behind it, actually I punya katil, the dressing yang I punya cupboard, yang katil I. Lepas tu ada cupboard, okay. Lepas tu ada dressing table.
Ada cupboard. Ada cermin.
Dua right. Cermin. Okay, that one kita beli kat tempat I think Lavender atau Kallang. So bila we went, I think ada video dekat YouTube yang I ada record, that bila I masuk I nak beli meja tu kan, I muntah. I muntah. Ada video tu lah.
Okay.
Then I say that, Pa, I tak nak masuk dalam bilik, I tak nak beli carpet ni. Tapi kalau you cakap okay lah, I ambil je. Sebab ada energy yang sangat negatif dalam carpet tu. Even up antenna masih ada. Disebabkan kenapa I cakap masih ada, sebab each time kalau I nak tidur, carpet tu akan macam bergegar, something macam ada benda kat dalam.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
So even up until sekarang ni masih, memang ada energy dia.
Yes, because viewers yang dalam TikTok ada juga mention that they saw something on the cabinet or inside the cabinet. Yeah. They believe there's something.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Right now.
Right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tak
and
didik.
Oh my god.
Just now aku pantau sekejap.
Okay.
So the comments kat situ cakap ada something on the cabinet or something okay. Inside the cabinet. Yeah, but letter lah tu.
Yeah.
Dekat sikit mic.
I was actually helping our friend Acik from TPC. He's doing the live upstairs. Currently we are in the living room one. So while he was in your master bedroom, I pantau lah dia punya live dekat your podcast, your studio punya room, your room studio lah. So the comments and what I saw pun kind of the same thing, because the comments was saying what's that lah on the cabinet, yang benda putih yang kat sebelah cabinet yang sebelah kiri lah, apa lah, all that. So what you talking like that, belum main naik sekarang baru dia dah terjadi buat few seconds sebelum tu. Ya, yeah, is the viewers or sorry.
But for aku actually tadi aku ada cuy juga dia punya setup. Bila tengah setup tu dekat laptop dia kan, the front of the katil ada like something like dressing table, something like that.
Yeah. I
believe. Sorry ya. Something just pick a boot at the staircase.
Tak apa, biarkan. Nanti kita main dengan dia. So apa aku nampak is a white light suddenly, macam ada flash. Mm-hmm. But aku tanya Cik, Cik, kau ada pasang benda tak dekat tempat situ? Dia cakap dia ada pasang, tapi not at the location yang aku nampak. So apakah benda tu? Apa lampu tu? Tu benda apa?
Yeah. Same goes for me, but not at your place that you mentioned.
It's on the right side.
Yang eh? Aku punya bila katil tu is on the right side of the katil. Macam ada satu meja kecil kan. It flashes down there. When I enter the room to first hand punya encounter tu. Kau nampak is dalam screen kan.
Yeah.
Aku nampak is first hand punya experience. Aku buka pintu tu pop. Lepas aku letak yang pump tu, lepas tu aku tutup pintu. Berjalan.
So currently Acik have his detector kan, the doll detector. So it was spiking a lot.
It was spiking.
It is spiking.
Maybe you can share with us apa yang Acik experience actually.
Okay, Acik said that he wants to go into the room himself because through the comments he do not know how to feel or how to see it lah. So that's why he asked for my help. So while he was walking over and into the room, the doll that he set up on the bed, I think it was spiking all the way. The legs was spiking a lot.
The rampart ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all I can see. That's really clear cut.
Okay. So
at least something is spiking.
So Phil, can you share with us? Katil tu aku believe there's a story behind it, right?
Ada.
Okay,
katil tu actually bila I beli Ismail beli kat Carousel. It's a Chinese auntie lah. So I talk to the Chinese auntie, you know, and then the person say, "Oh, this one someone die."
Wow.
Oh my. Wait, I don't think Acik knows that though.
Acik knows.
Eh, tapi frankly speaking, aku tak rasa apa-apa bila aku tidur. Aku rasa macam aman lah.
Tapi tilamnya tukarlah.
Ha? Tilam tu kita tilam dia lah.
Satu, wow.
Satu set lah.
It's the same tilam.
It's the same tilam. Tapi kita pakai. Yeah, it's the same tilam.
That's why I told Acik yesterday. Cakap she received it first hand yang bekas orang mati.
Lu kesiau lah lu.
But orang mati tu kerana apa tak tu?
Orang tua kot.
Mati tua lah saya tu.
I think so lah. Tapi dia cakap orang tu mati lah. Husnuzon. Tapi okay, because I talk to the person yang katil tu. Yeah, each time my husband bring in macam antics, it's either that dia akan bilang I, atau I akan tahu, atau I akan bilang, because I will check the message. You know. So I need to know what's the history. because barang-barang semua yang apa dia beli daripada cermin ni, semua I need to know dari mana
dia punya history lah,
history dari mana. I need to know sebab you coming to my house, yeah. You know, so basically when I know that pasal orang mati, okay lah. Tapi tapi it's bukan bangsa kita lah.
Tu yang lagi mencabar tu,
yeah,
betul.
Tapi nak katakan macam seram ke tidak, yang paling seram untuk I cupboard I kot daripada katil tu. Sebab each time kalau I tidur, I suka paste-pasting benda mirror tu. So bila I tidur,
your cupboard tu ada mirror kan, yang mirror
I
panjang kan.
So bila, right, I, bila I tidur, muka I nampak cermin. Bila I pusing ke sana. So kalau I tengok handphone malam-malam gelap, kan reflection nampak muka diri sendiri kan. I always sense someone is sleeping beside me. Yeah.
Okay. Tak sabar ni aku nak test ni.
Of course.
Okay, kita minum dulu.
Actually, I am really excited because I really want you guys to have the full experience lah. Really.
Sampai sedut. Enjoy, enjoy gila sedut apa? Sedut, sedut, sedut.
Sampai terkatakan stroke.
Stroke. Ya.
Macam joki
je. Okay. Dia boleh senyum ni.
Tak ada muka dia.
Okay,
master bedroom,
toilet.
Apa semua tak hiraukan.
Master bedroom, toilet, dapur, yang the
presence.
most presence lah.
Yeah.
Dengan storeroom biasa area.
Yeah, storeroom, sini, atas, barang kecil lah, barang kecil.
Atas. Okay. Actually, I want to ask you, FDA. Katil anak you is modern lah. Is not is bought by him.
Yang apa?
Katil
Alex room.
Alex room tak ada katil. Dia setilam aja.
Dia tilam je gitu.
Tilam aja.
Dan tilam
kita
tu
double tilam.
Oh, it's only tilam.
Tilam.
I thought it's a low bed
meal. No, tilam.
So tilam tu dapat orang mana?
Carousel kot.
Carousel juga. That's why pun at that time ada TVT juga lah.
Rumah ni semua carousel, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, nice. Kalau korang nak beli rumah, check kat carousel. InsyaAllah rumah Fidi ni ada.
Spike kejap lah tadi.
Aku nampak juga tadi. Mata cuci.
Okay, okay. It's coming to the time.
But I really want you guys, aku nak korang rasa lah satu orang dekat tempat sana. It's sebab I felt that something is calling us. Satu orang to go there, behind there. Seorang aja. Okay, dah pergi. Ya,
dia gitu, dia auto.
Okay, because kat luar tingkat semalam, someone Fidawas lah. Dia nampak ada orang kat luar tu.
Serius lah?
Ada orang. Bukan orang-orang eh. It's orang
yang, you know. Ada sen.
Yes. Ada orang kat luar tingkat tu.
Is there a latch there?
Latch? No.
I mean the window, no.
No.
No. Window, you mean this window? This window tak ada. Tak ada.
No.
Okay. Oh, no. If you guys heard the whistling,
it's AJ.
It's AJ.
Tak, then another sound? Macam? Oh, that one was entah. Ada dengar?
Tadi aku dengar tapi aku ingat.
Aku dengar.
Dia buat sekali.
Pasal yang whistling tu aku toleh. Aku toleh terus dia masuk bunyi tu. Nah, macam gitu.
What's this?
Dalam washing
machine.
Ya.
Alright. Korang ada apa-apa nak tambah?
Tak ada. Jangan lupa pergilah ke Block 82 Tampines Street 81 for A1 Cendol and Durian.
Okay. So Fit, any last, you know, like last story lah to share, last copy lah.
Last story to share
before kita start investigation.
Okay, like, hold on. Actually, I wanted to ask you from the other day, what's inside?
Oh yeah, the storeroom.
Okay, the storeroom. Okay, terus terang, I have shivers also bila I nak buka pintu tu because pernah terbuka sendiri banyak kali and I tak tahu because I don't know what's inside. I think it's inside ada I punya PMD.
Pasal dia memanggil lo, serius.
Memanggil lo, calling. Calling for you.
Macam aku every time have to look at it. You know, macam very curious.
Okay.
We can go and check it out.
Alright. Kita one. Afterwards, right?
Yeah. So, for me, before korang start the investigation, and I think first and foremost, I want to say thank you for coming.
No problem.
And also, please help me. InsyaAllah, kalau boleh tolong Fidi. And also, kalau siapa-siapa yang advice for me lah, to the view, to the listeners lah, nak beli barang atau nak letak dalam rumah, please lidik dulu barang tu dari mana. Dan also, even though kalau barang tu murah sangat, janganlah ambil. This one, note to my husband.
So, Fit, any last sayings to the, I mean, any quotes to your followers ke, to anyone lah? Ada tak?
Quotes eh. Be authentic, be yourself, and you will soar higher.
Short and sweet.
Yep.
Short and deep, actually.
Hello.
Kau ni. So, Fit, okay, ni last lah. Any last saying to your fans, followers, listeners on this.
Thank you so much because I recently hit I punya 1 million views dekat Instagram.
Tak, nice. Aku nak picit ni, tapi mana satu yang tepuk? Aku lupa.
Thank you. And also to my viewers and to my listeners, thank you for always supporting Fidi punya content yang mak-mak.
I saw that.
Yeah, itu je nak cakap. And also, OKK, korang rock. You guys give it.
Thank you.
So, if how?
If how?
So, macam mana orang nak ikut kau actually? Where do people follow you?
Okay, you guys can follow me on all platforms, on Facebook, Instagram dengan TikTok on at Fidiana Hassan.
So, all three platforms sama nama lah?
Yeah.
Okay. At Fidiana Hassan.
Fidiana Hassan.
Alright.
Okay. So, for the host, korang ada last saying.
Okay, on behalf of OKK, thank you for inviting us to do podcast at your humble house. At the same time, you give us the permission, the green light to do the paranormal investigation and stuff. We really appreciate it lah. Alright?
Yeah. So, apa? Actually, I also want to say thank you so much for actually... Like JJ actually said lah, you welcome us, you izinkan I, and most of all actually we more concerned on keizinan your husband lah.
Yeah.
That's all lah.
Yeah, and also Bajiwa, thank you so much because you have been texting me like, you know, to prepare all this. Thank you so much.
Yeah, liaison officer.
Yeah. Yes, and not forgetting the Hipster Bakes.
Yep.
Hipster Bakes for sponsoring us. What they sponsor us today?
Dia macam
tunjuklah.
Mana
dia? Kat dalam icebox. Dekat fridge.
Mana?
Okay. I pun belum buka.
Okay, hold on guys.
Yeah, that is a gift for you guys lah.
Okay. Nice. Alright, thank you so much. Thank you Hipster so Bakes.
Chiller. Yang the center lah, center punya tu nampak macam plastic bag.
Yes, that one. Yang plastic bag kalau putih tu.
Sis, you okay ke tak, sis?
I okay. I buka cermin mata pasal ada distracting rabak.
I'm so sorry, sis.
Aku pakai cermin mata actually ada reason actually nari. Why? Because aku tak nak nampak dia. Tapi aku nampak juga.
Terbalik eh?
Lambat lah. Kena rasuk ke?
Okay lah, benar.
Bajiwa.
Mana dia kena rasuk lah.
Dia nampak tak? Bajiwa nampak tak?
Ada orang teman.
Hah?
Yang kau dengar? Kalau putih?
Dia kotak.
Kotak?
Kotak putih kan?
Tak. Kotak. Macam kotak cardboard.
Kotak. Kan?
Kotak kek.
Otak kau lah.
Susah sangat main bola tu.
Dia main bola.
It's actually for
cats. Oh, is it? Yeah.
Yes.
Pandai dia.
Kau kata plastik putih.
Yeah. Okay, Bajiwa buka.
Okay.
Salah.
Lain buka tu.
Nice.
Gambler.
Camera.
Oh, ada ni lah.
Kasih LG lebih
kasih. Dia pergi. Oh, so sweet.
Oh, there's a card, guys. Read out.
Okay, by the way, dia cakap raise the curtain on 2024 with sweetness and joy as we celebrate the arrival of 8 Ramadan. We are thrilled to unveil our newest delicacy, the crunchy tapak kuda.
Nice.
Yeah. Delightful of matcha crunchy Nutella, strawberry crunchy Nutella, chocolate crunchy Nutella and the classic original Nutella.
Wow.
Lah, kalau hari-hari buat podcast ada gini macam kan.
Yeah. Hipster bake. Semoga tambah lagi rezeki. Amin.
Amin, amin.
Sini sini kita ada rose pistachio.
Pistachio.
Pistachio, bro.
Pistachio. Aku kan Mexican. Pistachio.
Kau sekimen. Tu, yang kau pegang?
Awesome, guys.
Oh, ni tapak kuda series. The season 1.
Macam-macam flavor.
Apparently, it's like what? Oh, ada flavor lain-lain lah.
Ya, yeah, dia ada.
Ada colour hijau.
Dan nama
ada
colour pink.
Macam-macam.
Dia ada matcha, ada strawberry, ada Nutella, chocolate and original.
Wow. Kan dah nama series.
Ya. Yeah.
Dia macam platter lah.
Ha, baju lah, boleh tak?
Okay. Okay, once again, thank you so much Hipster Bakes for the sponsor today.
Classic Dahlia Cookies.
Wow.
Kuih Dahlia.
Eh, cantik sih.
Nice. Okay.
Eh, lucky tau buat.
Yeah. I want to say something ah. The presentation is awesome ah. And then dia punya apa tu bentuk si Dahlia ni is very teliti, you know. Aku tak pernah nampak so, orang
korang kalau Mother's Day ke atau birthday orang atau coming is Valentine's Day eh. Can buy.
Cantik si Dahlia ni.
Kau suka pada kuih, je.
Nanti dah teman kau.
Pada cookies,
bola gerak kau sendiri.
Ya, bola gerak sendiri.
Bola gerak sendiri.
Ya. Hmm. Bola gerak sendiri.
Okay, welcome.
Because Bibi kat depan. Even Bibi pun terkejut.
Ah, nampak.
Gerak sendiri.
Ganda suamari lampu.
Dia dah sampai.
Itu pun spike. Oh, spike bulu rumah aku naik. Oh.
Dah sampai.
Itu spike. Ini lampu ada.
Kita nak ambil podcast, dia datang.
Dia tahu. Ke dia
gerak lagi, gerak lagi.
Ke dia nak suruh buka lampu. Dia tak nampak bola tu kat mana.
Dia gerak lagi.
Okay guys, aku keluarkan kamera sekejap eh.
Bang kan ada kamera tak ada. Yang sedang fokus ni. Check.
Alright, so currently there's a light leader up on the apa panggil tu?
Sensory ball.
Tak ada orang pegang eh. Yep. Tapi dia turn on by itself. Plus kita pengen EMF. Dia juga ada sudden spike.
Yep.
Kalau kau kat sini, betul-betul kau kat situ, kau goyang kat bola
tu sikit je. Amin. Nanti periuk semua terbang.
Goyangkan.
Goyang kat
power tau.
Bukan. Suara mental lah.
Bukan. Pasal baby tengok dia macam.
Dia macam bersalah. Macam bersalah gitu.
Tapi I nak tanya korang tau, kenapa kucing-kucing I has no reaction to all this thing?
I think KJ dia ada.
Aku
said, ada kau cakap pasal dalam rumah dia tak boleh macam apa?
Protect. I don't know why somehow your cats can't protect you inside the house, but kat luar rumah. You can see yourself the other day Acem she ran out like kerja something, I don't know what, then suddenly dia hiss dekat aku.
I might have a theory on this . Okay, technically sebab apa tau, this is the home and it is a home for the cats as well, so it might have like a mindset that okay, whatever that comes into my house, they are welcome. Maybe lah, this is just a theory.
Not really, because my cat previously at home, dia nampak benda ni, dia engage tau kat dalam rumah. Dia kerja.
Okay.
But I don't know, somehow kat rumah ni, dia tak engage the entity.
Okay, that's strange. Okay.
Tu aku pelik, aku share previously. Asal dia tak engage. But kat luar dia berani engage.
Okay, macam maybe aku punya theory a bit different. About it, pasal
rumah ni dah berpuluh tahun kan. So maybe ada yang kat dalam rumah ni, somehow the cats already made it their home as well. So jadi macam it's like it's either kau atau aku yang menumpang, we stay here together. Itu je.
That's what Alisa share lah
earlier. No lah, but Alisa was saying it pasal apa ni, it's not about staying. Aku punya it's about staying together.
Dia macam surah pakai liaw lah.
Dah nak kena pakai liaw lah.
Okay, aku faham.
Dah
rosak ke apa bola tu atau apa?
Tak lah. Dari tadi mana? What?
Yeah. Dia masih dekat sana.
Okay guys, so we gonna cut off the podcast. Mm-mm. And we will continue with our investigation. Mm-mm. So without so before kita cut off, mm-mm, aku nak shout out to our sponsor once more again.
The other sponsor.
Yeah, the other sponsor. Mm-mm. So podcast ni tajukan khas oleh Calm Apparel. Keep calm into collections. Hashtag
Autism Awareness.
Kalau korang intend to buy oversized shirt, jerseys or hoodies, do check their IG. Calm Apparel by Ira guys. Yep.
Ada tote bag, tote bag pun ada.
Yep,
be support because you know dia tengah nak support anak dia yang sedang hadapi
autism.
So support guys.
Right.
Tak kita siapa kan nak support.
Right.
So dari itu aku KJ,
aku JJ,
aku BJ,
aku AJ,
dan aku LJ.
And we are the
And we are the One Kind Clan.
Assalamualaikum.
Kepada anda yang ingin menaja One Kind Clan Podcast, sila email kami di onekindclan@gmail.com. onekindclan@gmail.com.
Dan jika anda ingin berkolaborasi dengan kami, anda boleh segera message kami di IG, TikTok dan juga Telegram One Kind Clan. Terima kasih.